Summer Reading Challenge is an annual event organised by the Library Service and the Reading Agency. It's a national event, but it's basically there to encourage children to get into books and into reading.
And why have you decided to do it yet again?
We always decided to try and support the library. It's such an important part for the whole of the community to try and get promotion for them, from themselves as well, because they don't always have a lot of money to obviously put into it, invest in these sort of things. But it's a great scheme, obviously, to get your kids into books throughout the summer, to continue to learn, but also to have some fun from reading.
Obviously, we are now into the long summer holidays. What is the challenge actually about? What do people have to do?
Yeah, this year the theme is Roald Dahl, so it's a bit of an easy one. It's a great theme. And basically, the kids just have to read six books throughout the entire summer. They'll be collecting the stickers in which they can collect for each book that they read. You can go into all your libraries, sign up to the challenge, and then, like you say, once you've read your six books, it doesn't have to be Roald Dahl, but there's a Roald Dahl theme there this year, so you might have similar sort of books to Roald Dahl to read, and just try and get reading for whatever your level is, really.
And obviously it's important for the children to carry on reading over this summer holiday.
Absolutely, yeah, so important. Obviously that long summer break, you know, between from stopping learning and then starting again in the summer holidays, it'd be great if the parents could encourage them at home, and also by taking them into the libraries to get some books out, and hopefully the kids can enjoy reading, yeah.
And you also have a prize-giving evening.
We do, that's right. Falcon have been working the last couple of months now with a Carnival of the Animals project. It's been supported by the Arts Council and Norfolk County Council. And its culmination then, end of this month, it's all coming together as a big prize-giving. We have prize-winning author Kevin Crossley Holland there doing some reading of his own work and giving out prizes for art and poetry. So some of the children will be reading their poems and we'll be having a wonderful exhibition of their artwork in the church.
And you've had quite a bit of the artwork on display at local libraries. How's that gone?
Oh, it's been fantastic, yeah. They've really given us some wonderful feedback. We've had the work at the Sheringham, Cromer and Holt libraries, and now we're just doing the exhibition for Holt Festival Week at St Andrew's Church in Holt, and the feedback's been great. The kids have, again, just encouraged them to get into the libraries, see their own work, get them through the threshold really, and then they can start getting the books and hopefully encourage them throughout the summer holidays.